Welcome to Cat Tales. This is Kathy White. Today's episode is number 14, Broken or Beautiful. Hello, gorgeous. I know what you see in the mirror sometimes makes you feel like you are broken, but when I look at you, that is not what I see. Maybe all you can see are the cracks and the scars, but what I see is the light that is always there, but can now be seen from the outside world. You are like a beautiful stained glass window. The light from inside creates beautiful colors, prisms, and reflections that show the outside world all of the beauty that is within. Your scars remind the world of your courage and strength. They tell the world that you have been through something that left its mark on you, but you are still around and will not be stopped. Your scars are proof that you know that the struggle, the pain, and the injury cannot stop you unless you give up. Your scars communicate that even if the world cuts you down, you will rise and you will heal. You have seen the world from your back as you have been pushed around and knocked to the ground. You have witnessed others from your knees as you prayed and struggled to get to your feet again. You know what the world looks like as you fight to find your balance so that you might stand on stronger ground. You have been left shattered and bruised, but even with your scars and cracks, your beauty, your strength, and your courage cannot be camouflaged or concealed, for you are not and never shall be broken. No matter the blemish or the fracture, your beauty always shines through. Today, remember that I love you. I come to you today not as someone that has always knows my worth or my value or even my beauty, but as someone that many times has felt broken and bruised myself. When I look in the mirror, I often wonder, when did I get so scarred and fractured? I often ask myself if others see what I am seeing. I've got a few more wrinkles than I used to have. There's just not the same face I used to see when I was younger. Do they see how much older I look? Can they see the results of the unresolved stress in my life, in my face, my attitude, or my behavior? Can anyone possibly find beauty when they look at me? Because sometimes I can't see any. I often wonder if the wrong that I have done in this world is visible to others. Then other days I can look in the mirror, or maybe even take a selfie, and see something completely different. If I'm in a good mood or feeling particularly confident, I see a very different person. I often question how I can see the same person in different moments in such contrast. I don't believe that I'm an anomaly with this kind of thinking. I know many people that describe themselves to me as broken, and when I look at them, I see nothing that even remotely appears to be broken. It is sometimes challenging to see ourselves as anything but fractured and broken, especially when the only thing in our line of vision is how we have struggled, failed, or faltered. Someone very special to me once told me that they were just broken, and there was nothing that they could do about it. This young lady told me that she was battling a debilitating illness that doctors could not find a cure or a way to treat her to give her some relief from the pain that she was having. She told me she was broken because it was difficult to get out of bed every day when she had to deal with the pain and when she had to deal with the depression that pain was sometimes causing her. She listed all the reasons why she was broken, but even as she listed them, all I could do was see was an amazing woman. To me, what she called brokenness highlighted her strength and her courage every day. Because every action that she would take every day came packed with obstacles, her cracks and her scars were invisible to me. They did not make her more broken. To me, they made her more beautiful. They served only to highlight her beauty and strength to me. When I told her this, I was unable to convince her to see in that same light what I did. I realized that before I could convince her, I need to do this for myself as well. So I thought maybe this podcast might be a good idea. Maybe this can help convince her, you, and hopefully even myself, that broken doesn't always mean something bad. And broken doesn't always mean ugly. Real beauty and strength come through brokenness so many times. It is in those ugly moments in life that we can begin to identify the beauty that was hidden there. It is just like anything that we go through. We find something that we never knew we had before the bad appeared. Have you ever noticed that in the moments where doubt and fear were the greatest in your life, you realized that in those trying times that your faith in God, others, and yourself grew exponentially? Even in moments where you took your biggest risk in life, you began to find that the next risk made you feel a little more secure, and the next risk, and the next risk. In those moments when you were most broken, you found a way to make yourself whole again. The scars and the scratches and the fractures, they were only just a sign that once there was brokenness, but now there's repair. Now there is wholeness. No matter where you find yourself or how broken you feel, see the beauty and the strength in yourself. Even if you feel cracked, bruised, and broken after it is all over, begin to see how you grew. Look for ways to embrace every scar, every wound, fracture, and scratch. It is in all of these where you will find your true beauty and will know that brokenness doesn't exist within you. Stop comparing yourself to others. There is not now, nor never will there be, anyone that is like you. It is your injuries and scars that make you so beautiful and unique. A beautiful bloom in a field of dry grass will always surpass the beauty in the blooms that reside in a garden full of flowers. It is that contrast that makes it stand out. It is sometimes about the contrast that helps true beauty to shine through. Stop looking at what it is around you to decide what your value is. Your value comes from the battles you have fought, whether you won or lost. Your worth comes from each scar that you bear because it means that you never gave up. Your beauty comes from your determination not to allow a scratch or a chip to take you down. Each of these show that you are far from broken because you know how to mend and heal, no matter what tries to destroy you. You will always get back up. You will always fight for yourself and for the good of others. Don't let the world show you a perfect replica of the masterpiece that you are and try to tell you that you can't compare. Your beauty comes from your imperfections. It shines brightly in spite of your scars. Never believe that a perfect replica of the Mona Lisa will ever be worth what the original Mona Lisa is, even if it has some damaging history. The Mona Lisa can never be replaced, and nor will the imperfections render it worthless. You are the same. You can never be replaced, and none of your imperfections will ever make you worthless. Today, love your brokenness, love your scars, love your scratches, fractures, and bruises, for without them, your real and true beauty would have never been visible to the world. Know your beauty, know your worth, and never forget your real value to those that love you, to those you inspire, and to those that need you. Remember that you're beautiful. You are not broken. Thank you so much for joining me today.